Good morning, brothers and sisters. I apologize for picking a reading Bible scripture that's so long. Okay. Well, I'm glad to be here to share the word of God with you today again. Hope you are all well and we're able to be here last week to celebrate the Easter celebration we had last week. It was a celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before we start, let's bow and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the one true King, the Creator of heaven and earth. We praise you and we adore you. It is a true privilege to be here, to be able to worship you. Please open our hearts and ears so that your words can be imprinted permanently in our hearts. We praise you in spirit and in truth. Amen. A hiker arrived at the bank of a raging river needing to cross. So desperately he prayed to God. He said, "Oh God, give me the strength to conquer this challenge." Poof! God gave him two pair of strong arms. He responded by saying, "Oh, thank you, Lord." And then he jumped right into the river. It took him an hour to swim across. And then a second hiker arrived at the same spot. And then he prayed to God. He said, "Oh God, give me strength and the tools to overcome this challenge." Poof! God gave him a pair of strong arms and a little tiny rowboat. He praised God and he hopped right into the boat. It took him 30 minutes to row across. And then the third hiker came at the same spot. He said, "Oh God, give me the wisdom to challenge, to overcome this challenge." Poof! God turned him into a woman. He, now she, pulled out a map. Found a bridge upstream and he walked across in 5 minutes. So watch out when you pray and ask for wisdom. You never know what you're going to become. Now at least I have the ladies listen to my sermon today. When I open up my Bible, on the inside cover, I recorded a date. It says April 8th, 2003. That's the date when I finished reading the Bible from cover to cover once, the first time. It so happened that it would be exactly 10 years from tomorrow. Time flies. By reading it from cover to cover, I encounter a book that one would normally skip. Many of us can't even pronounce or spell the name of the book. It is definitely one of my favorite books. It's a book of Ecclesiastes. The name is translated from Greek, meaning assembly preacher or church preacher. The main question asked in this book is, what is life all about?
这本书提出的主要问题是生命是什么？
Or what is the meaning of life?
或者生命的意义是什么？
Have you ever asked yourself this question?
你有没有问过自己这个问题？
Ed, have you ever asked yourself this question?Besides keep asking me why Delta Airlines only give you one bag of peanuts.
除了问 Delta Airlines 为什么
He always asks me why Delta only gave him one bag of peanuts. Okay. So, I think even Snoopy asked that question.
甚至 Snoopy 也问这样的问题
Where am I going? What am I doing? What is the meaning of life?
我到哪里去？我在做什么？生命的意义是什么
？How about try googling it?
有没有到谷歌的网站上去找一下答案
？And what do you get? You get Monty Python, the meaning of life.
你会找到是这个答案啊，巨蟒生命的意义。
King Solomon is believed to be the author of this book.
所罗门王被公认是这本书的作者。
You know, when asked in my children's Sunday school class who was the greatest king of Israel?
当我在儿童主日学的课堂上孩子们以色列最大的君王是谁？
Everyone said King Solomon because of his wisdom.
每个孩子都说是所罗门王，因为他有智慧。
Second Chronicle, chapter 1, verse 12 says, Therefore wisdom and knowledge will be given to you, and I will also give you wealth, possessions, and honor.Such as no king who was before you ever had, and none after you will have.
历代志下书，第一章十二节这样说：我必赐你智慧聪明，也必赐你资财丰富尊荣，在你以前的列王都没有这样，在你以后也必没有这样的。
So when the wisest person speak up about the meaning of life, we better listen.
所以当最有智慧的人讲到生命的意义时，我们最好要听。
It has been said that what King David won through wars, Solomon preserved through peace.
有人这样说，大卫王通过战争赢得的，所罗门王通过和平保存下来。
And yet, there was a dark side of Solomon's reign.
可是，即使所罗门的统治也有黑暗的一面。
He gradually turned away from God.
他逐渐地远离了神。
And he wrote this book when he was late in his years.
他在晚年的时候写下这本书。
It was a one-man search of the meaning of life outside of God.
他这本书写的是一个人在神之外寻求生命的意义。
Remember, his search was outside of God.
要记住，这个寻求是在神之外。
He searched in education and wisdom.
他在修养和智慧中寻求。
He searched in wild living.
他在奢侈的生活中寻求。
Through amusement, pleasure, laughter, and madness.
通过娱乐、快乐、欢笑和挥霍这样的方式来。
He searched in work.
他在工作中寻求。
Through building projects like temple, palaces, vineyards, gardens, water pools, and parks.
通过修建寺庙、宫殿、葡萄园、花园、水池和公园这样的建筑工程来寻求。
He searched in wealth too.
他在财富中寻求。
Gold, silver, ivory, jewels, servants.Herds, horses, and carriages.
他拥有金银珠宝、象牙、仆人、牲畜群、马群和车辆。
Oh, by the way, you know how rich was King Solomon?
顺便问一下，你们知道所罗门王的财富有多少吗？
He was so rich that, as recorded in 1 Kings chapter 10, says.
他的富有在《列王记上》第十章十四节中写道。
He received 666 talents of gold per year.
他每年所得的金子共有666塔林德。
One talent similar to 75 pounds.
一个塔林德相当于75英镑重。
In today's value, it was close to $1 billion a year.
用今天的价值算的话，就是他每年所进的黄金有将近十亿美元。
And this is just on gold alone.
Yeah, 这个只是黄金的价值。
He was very rich and wealthy, and he had it all.
他非常非常的富有，能有的他都拥有了。
So surprisingly, he said the search result was vanity and meaningless.
令人惊讶的是，他寻求的结果就是空虚和无意义。
He referred to us as chasing of the wind.
他把他的寻求比作捕风追影。
Nothing fills the void, nothing satisfied him.
没有任何事情可以填补这个空虚，没有任何事情可以满足他。
And the conclusion is that life span without God is empty.
最后的结论就是， 离开神的生命是空虚的。
When God is out of the picture,
当神不在你生活的图画中，生命是没有意义的。
So this book ought to be studied by all of us and our young people here.
所以我们所有的人，包括年轻人在内，都应该好好读一下这本书。
So today we're going to spend some time on chapter 3.
今天我们
chapter 5, sorry.
今天我们要花些时间讲第五章。
So Solomon reminded us about the four don'ts, the four do not.
所罗门提醒我们四个不要。
Don't blame God.
不要责备神。
Solomon in verse 1 to 3 says, Do not blame God for your situations.
所罗门在第一节中说第一到第三节中说不要为你自己的处境来责备神。
He said, guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong.
他说到你到神的殿要谨慎脚步因为近前听胜过愚昧人献祭他们本不知道所做的是恶。
Solomon said that we are to walk carefully before God.
所罗门讲到我们要谨慎地走到神的面前。
Watch your steps, especially when you're bringing a heavy burden to him.
尤其是当你把重担要带到神的面前时你一定要小心地自己的脚步。
We want to lay them carefully at the altar rather than violently at his feet.
我们要小心地把重担放在祭坛上而不是重重地摔在神的脚下。
So when we go through tragedies and difficulties, even though if we are believers,
所以当我们经历悲伤和困难的时候尽管我们都是信徒
Our first reaction is what? We tend to point our finger at God heaven bound.
我们第一个反应通常是手指着天。
We blame God for everything that is wrong in our lives.
我们为我们生活中一切不遇责备神。
Does that sound right, guys?
是不是这个样子？
We should not blame God for everything that is wrong in our lives. And Solomon warned us to walk carefully in the presence of God.
我们不应该为生活中的不顺来责备神。所罗门警告我们在神的面前要谨慎脚步。
Watch your step when you go before him, before God, with any accusations about what he might have done that you don't agree with.
当你来到神面前指控他做了哪些你不同意的事情时你一定要小心自己的脚步
We like to complain and whine and we all know that
我们都喜欢抱怨和发牢骚我们自己都知道
Sometimes we do this to God
有时候我们这样对神来做
God is in heaven and we are on earth
神在天上我们在地上
He sees everything and we are and our visions are very limited on earth
God, 神可以眼观一切，但是我们的视觉却很有限。
Just like a frog in a well.
我们就像井中的蛙一样。
If you could see what God sees, you wouldn't be saying what you're saying.
你如果能看到神所看到的，你就不会说你说的话。
Solomon also reminded us that let our words be few.
所罗门又提醒我们说，让我们要言语要寡少。
Don't be like a fool, babbling relentlessly like a man had a busy day experiencing dream after dream all night long.
不要像傻瓜一样唠叨不停，就像一个人整夜做梦一样。
So don't blame God, that's the first don't.
所以不要责备神，这是第一个不要。
The second don't is what? Don't bribe God.
第二个不要是不要贿赂神。
Don't bribe God. Verse 4 to 5 says,When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it.
第四节到第五节中说，你向神许愿，偿还不可迟延，因他不喜悦愚昧人，所以你许的愿应当偿还。你许愿不还，不如不许。
So normally, when we get into a tough situation, what do?
所以通常当我们面对困境的时候我们会做什么
We blame God and then we bribe God
我们先责备神然后贿赂神
God if you spare us from this difficulty I'm going to do a mission trip to Africa
神啊如果你饶了我们这个困难我们就会到非洲去做你的事工
Solomon warned us not to make vows that with God that you cannot keep
所罗门警告我们不要许你那不能偿还的愿
In other words don't play games with God
换句话说就是不要与神玩游戏
Don't bargain with God
不要和神讨价还价
So what should we do when we encounter challenges?
那么当我们面对挑战时应该怎样做呢
We should pray to God and trust him and believe in him Verse 7 says it well, therefore fear God. We should fear and revere Him. Fearing God creates a fear of sin. When you stop fearing God, you will stop fearing sin. And that is a bad thing. We need to fear God. Thirdly, what do we need to do? He said, thirdly, don't be surprised with our government.
I
need to be a little bit careful with this point here. But what did he say? If you see the poor oppressed in a district, and justice and rights denying, do not be surprised at such thing. For one official is eyed by a higher one, and over them both are higher still. The increase from the land is taken by all. The king himself profits from the field.
第八节到第九节这样说：你若在一省中见穷人受欺压，并夺取公义公平的事，不要因此诧异，因有一位高过居高位的监察，在他们以上还有更高的。况且地的益处归众人，就是君王也受田地的供应。How
timely is this?
多吉，这句话多及时。
April 15 text time is next week.
4月15号 报税截止日期。
So Solomon says we should not be surprised with our government's actions. There's nothing new under the sun. When you see injustice, oppressions, corruption in the government, do not be astonished. A sign of on the desk of a Pentagon official reads,
在五角大楼一个官员的办公桌上有一个牌子，上面写着
The secrecy of my job does not permit me to know what I'm doing.
我工作的保密性不允许我知道我在做什么。
Do you feel like that when you deal with the government?
你和政府打交道时，是不是觉得他们都是像这句话说的？
And Solomon wrote this book thousands of years ago.
所罗门在几千年前就已经这样写下了。
So when the government messes up, do not be surprised. So what is a government anyways? It is not an institution, it is not a building. It is flawed human beings making good decisions sometimes and bad decisions sometimes. It was always like that, and it will always stay that way. So the biggest question is that what should we do about it? When they make good decisions, we cheer them on. But when they make bad ones, we vented our concerns and move on. Government has been established by God for a purpose. Therefore, we should participate in the entire process. Romans chapter 13, 1 says,
罗马书13章第一节这样说,
Let everyone be subject to the government authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those who exist are established by God.
在上有权柄的,人人当顺服他, 因为没有权柄不是出于神,
So we as a believer needs to do what we can to upgrade our government through the power of our prayers and through the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. What about the fourth one? The fourth don't is a tough one. My wife asked me, why do I want to touch on this sensitive topic? I said, maybe this topic is on our minds all the time. So let's see what Solomon has to say about it. Don't believe the lie about riches. We, you and I included, are prone to reason like this.
我们, 包括你和我, 啊, 通常会这样推理。
If we just had a little bit more money,
如果我们只是, 如果我们有更多的钱,
if we are better off financially,
如果我们经济上会宽裕,
I would be so much better to be able to handle all these difficult situations.
我就会更好地处理这些困难的处境。
Having the misconceptions that money can solve all things.
我们都会有这样的错误的观念, 认为钱可以解决一切问题。
And Solomon, the richest person under the sun, warned us that money is not the answer.
所罗门这个天下最富有的人, 警告我们, 钱不是答案。
And the best financial advice comes from the Bible too.
这个最好的财务建议是从圣经来的。
And it's buried in this Old Testament, written thousands of years ago.
这个建议就藏在这本几千年下写下的旧约书里。
So Solomon listed five things that you need to know about money.
所罗门讲到关于钱的五件事。
The more you have, the more you want.
你有的越多, 你想要的越多。
Is that true?
是不是这个样子?
I said, probably not. Is that true? Have you ever asked yourself this question? Verse 10 reads, whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless.
第十节中说, 贪爱银子的不应得银子知足, 贪爱丰富的也不应得利益知足, 这也是虚空。
So think of a richest person that you know and ask him, you will find out all he's trying to do is get more money.
所以你可以想一下, 你认识的最有钱的一个人, 你如果问他这个问题的话, 你会发现他实际上在想怎么会挣更多的钱。
But the parable of the rich fool recorded in Luke chapter 12 verse 15, and Jesus said, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in abundance of possessions.
路加书中有一段关于无知财主的比喻, 第12到15节中, 耶稣这样说, 你要谨慎自守, 免去一切的贪心, 因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
So that's the first idea. What about the second one?
所以这是关于钱的第一件事, 关于金钱的第二件事是,
the more you have, the more you spend.
你有的越多, 你花的会越多。
The more you have, the higher your credit card limit is.
你有的越多, 你信用卡上的信用额也越高。
A quote I saw the other day says,
前几天我看到有人这样说,
my spouse seems to have a God-given ability to spend at least 10% more than I make.
我的配偶似乎有天生的能力来花掉至少超过我所挣的百分之十。
It doesn't matter how much more money I make.
不管我挣多少钱,
our spending always seems to be able to match.
我们的消费总是能跟得上。
And verse 11 says, as goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit are they to owners except to feast their eyes on them?
第十一节写道, 货物增添, 吃的人也增添, 物主得什么益处呢? 不过眼看而已。
The more you have, the more people are to come and eat off of them.
你有的越多, 那么来吃你的人也会越多。
When a man's possession increases, there's a corresponding increase of parasites who live off them.
当财产增加时,
management consultants, lawyers, accountants, tax advisors, household employees, and your relatives.
比如说管理顾问, 律师, 会计师, 税务顾问, 家庭顾工, 和那些, 靠你吃, 吃你的亲戚。
So Solomon reminded us that the more you have, the more you want, and the more you have, the more you spend.
所以所罗门提醒我们说, 你有的越多, 那么你想要的越多, 你有的越多, 你花销也越多。
How about the next one?
下一个。
The more you have, the more you worry.
你有的越多, 你忧虑也越多。
Verse 12 says, the sleep of a laborer is sweet, whether they eat little or much. But as for the rich, their abundance permits them no sleep.
第十二节讲到, 劳碌的人不拘吃多吃少, 睡得香甜,
Solomon said, getting more money won't make you more relaxed.
所罗门讲到, 挣更多的钱并不能使你更加放松。
You're going to keep track of the stocks and everything, right? All the money you have.
你在, 看你所用的股, 股票, 看你, 有多少钱。
In fact, it is the other way. You won't be more relaxed.
事实正好相反, 你不能放松。
At the age of 53, John D. Rockefeller was the world's only billionaire at that time.
约翰洛克菲勒在53岁时就成为当时唯一的十亿富翁。
He earned $1 million every week.
他每一个星期就能挣100万美元。
But he was a sick man worrying about his money.
但是他却是一个很病态的人,他每天为他的财富担心。
He lived off crackers and milk and cannot sleep at night.
他靠吃饼干喝牛奶过活,晚上睡不着觉。
But when he started giving money away, and his health changed drastically, and he lived to celebrate his 98th birthday.
当他开始把钱给出去的时候,他的健康大有改进,他活到98岁以上。
Money is not the answer to your anxiety. Money is being the cause of your anxiety.
金钱不是你焦虑的答案,金钱反是你焦虑的原因。
The more you have, the more you lose. That's the fourth one. Verse 14 says, or health or wealth lost through some misfortune, so that when they have children, there is nothing left for them to inherit.
第十四节中讲到,因遭遇患祸,这些资财就消灭,大人说生了儿子,手里也一无所有。
Obviously, you cannot lose the stuff that you don't have.
很显然你不可能失去你没有的。
The more you have, the more you lose.
你有的越多, 你失去的也会越多。
How about the last one?
最后一点。
The more you have, the more you leave.
你有的越多, 你留下的也越多。
Everyone comes naked from their mother's womb, and as everyone comes, so they depart. They take nothing from their toy that they can carry in their hands.
他怎样从母胎赤身而来, 也必样。 也必照样赤身而去,
Ask a rich man how much he leaves behind. The answer is he left it all.
你问一个有钱人他会留下多少? 答案会是他所有的都留下了。
You won't stuff your money in the coffin with you when you go away, will you?
你不会把钱都装在你的口袋里和你一起进棺材, 对不对?
When the game of Monopoly is done, you're not going to put Monopoly money in your pocket and walk away, are you?
当垄断的游戏结束时, 你不会带着游戏的钱离开吧。
So when you die, you leave everything to somebody else.
所以你死的时候, 你会所有的东西都留给别人。
But you said, is it a good thing?
但你会问, 但这个不是也很好吗?
Leaving a large sum of money for others not necessarily means a blessing to them.
给其他人留下很大一笔钱, 并不一定是对他们来讲是福气。
It could be a curse.
有可能实际上是一个诅咒。
I've seen many cases where close family members turn against each other to fight for the inheritance.
我见到很多这样的家庭, 原本是很亲密的家庭成员, 因为遗产吵翻。
It was bitter and it's sad.
是一件很悲惨的事情。
So do you agree with Solomon's warning? So the more you have, the more you want, the more you spend, the more worry, you lose more, and you leave more.
你有的越多, 那么你想要的也越多, 你花的也会越多, 你担忧的也越多, 你失去的也会更多, 你留下的也会更多。
So I came across this quote and would like to share that with you.
我见到这样的说法, 和大家分享。
With money you can buy, but not.
用钱可以买,
so with money you can buy a house, but not a home sweet home.
金钱可以买到一个房子,但买不到一个家。
How about you can buy a clock, but not time?
你可以买一个钟表,但是买不到时间。
You can buy a bed, You can buy a bed.
你可以买一个床。
You can buy a bed. Yeah, you can buy a bed, but not what? A good sleep.
你可以买一张床，但是买不到很好的睡眠。
You can buy a book, but not knowledge.
你可以买一本书，但买不到知识。
How about you can buy a doctor, but not health?
你可以买一个医生，但是买不到健康。
You can buy a position, but not respect.
你可以买到职位，但是买不到尊敬。
You like that Dilbert there?
喜欢 Dilbert 的。
You can buy blood, but not life.
你可以买到鲜血，但是买不到生命。
Obviously, you cannot buy love nor happiness.
很显然，你买不到爱和幸福。
Very true, isn't it?
非常精确，对不对？
To summarize.
总结一下
Don't blame God.
不要责备神
Don't bribe God.
不要贿赂神
Do not be surprised with the government's actions.
不要为我们的政府感到惊讶
Do not put your hope in riches.
不要把希望寄托在财富上
Now be careful. It is not money. It's not wrong to have money.
要小心有钱并没有错
It is wrong to put hopes in them.
错在于你把希望寄托在金钱。
It is wrong to love them more than you love God.
错是错在于你爱金钱胜过于爱神。
It is wrong to prioritize them before God.
错在于你把金钱放在神之上。
Money is not the root of evil.
金钱并不是邪恶的根源。
The love of money is the root of all evil.
对金钱的爱是邪恶的根源。
So where should we put our hopes in?
那么我们应该把希望寄托在哪里呢
How about put our hopes in God?
把希望应该寄托在神上
It is clearly stated in verse 18 to 20 about the three things that you need to know about that
在第十八章到十八到二十节中讲到关于神的三件事
Your ability to earn money is God's gift to you
你挣钱的能力是神给的
Your ability is to the ability to enjoy richesIs God's gift to you.
你能享受金钱财富的能力也是神给的。
And God will fill our life with gladness of heart.
神会用他的心使我们喜乐。
If you would leave that to God, He will give that to you.
你如果把希望交给神，神就会把希望给你。
Do not chase after the wrong things in life because you'll be miserable and disappointed.
不要追求生活中错误的东西，因为它会使你悲惨和失望。
Turn around and seek God first.
相反，要转过身来先求神。
He has already promised that He will give all that we need from Him.
神已经应许他会给你一切所需要的。
He is probably what we should do today.
这里是我们每个人从今天就要开始做的事。
We should use God's given talents and work very hard at them.
我们应该用神给我们的能力努力工作。
And then open your palms to God.
然后，打开我们的双手给神。
He will fill it up abundantly for you.
神就会把你的双手丰丰富富的填满。
Do not retract your arms because He will no longer be able to fill it accordingly.
不要收回你的胳膊，因为你如果这样做的话，神就没法填满。
We should open our palms to enjoy and share the riches with somebody else according to His will.
我们应该张开我们的双手。按照神的旨意来享受和分享财富。
We know that He will have enough for us.
我们知道他们会给神会给我们足够用的。
We should seek God first and put our hopes in Him.
我们应该先求见神，并且把希望寄托在神。